This is New York Public Radio. I'm Amy Eddings. Rudolph Giuliani took a different tack on the Republican presidential campaign trail today and urged conservatives to look past his support for abortion rights. The former New York City mayor is in Houston, where he spoke before about 500 people at Houston Baptist University. Giuliani said he thinks abortion is morally wrong, but that the decision should ultimately be left to women and their decisions should be respected. It's a different approach than the one he took in the recent debate with his fellow nine candidates. Here now to talk about Giuliani's strategic shift and how it may play out in the upcoming primaries is WNYC's Brian Lehrer. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Amy.
So how is this different from what he said in the debate?
Well, let's start with what he actually did say in the debate. You know, unfortunately for Rudy Giuliani, this is the current face of the Giuliani for President campaign. Remember, Chris Matthews asked him, how would you feel if the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade? And this is what he said.
It'd be okay.
Okay to repeal?
It would be okay to repeal. It would be okay also if a strict constructionist judge viewed it as precedent. And I think a judge has to make that
decision. Would it be okay if they didn't repeal it?
I think the court has to make that decision, and then the country can deal with it. We're a federalist system of government, and states can make their own decisions.
Well, that didn't go down very well. Both sides thought that he was pandering to the other side, and neither side seemed to find it sufficient for them. And worst of all, he seemed like a politician who was waffling. And as you know, having lived in New York through the 1990s, that's not Rudy Giuliani.
No, it's not. And it was surprising to hear him waffle. So what to make of that waffling and deciding to say in the face of what will probably be a lot of criticism from conservative Republicans, look, I support abortion rights.
I could only speculate that he decided it was more important to him to look four square than to be right on this one particular issue. And to take the risk that in the post 9/11 era, in the Iraq War era, if he's going to win the nomination, it will be because people have faith in him to run the country more or less on the basis of foreign policy and to be somebody who is a man of principle in general, even if they disagree with him on a particular issue. Because if he looks like a waffler, if he looks like he's somebody who's willing to pander to either side for political purposes, then he just gets killed. Everybody from New York will remember that this is what Rudy Giuliani typically sounded like in office.
We're going to end welfare by the end of this century completely. We'll replace dependency with work. And we will have a universal work requirement. Everybody in this city will work.
So the funny thing is, here America is trying to come to grips with Rudy Giuliani, the waffler. We know that Rudy Giuliani was extremely direct and extremely opinionated. And I wonder if, as the campaign progresses, what Americans will think when they start to realize the central truth of his mayoralty, America's mayor, as people know him, was the mayor of only half of New York because he was seen as so divisive here.
Explain to me how moving up primaries for a lot of states into February and March may actually help Rudy Giuliani circumvent the base.
It could help Giuliani. And I should say that we don't know how this is all going to shake out yet. It's all still so in flux that we don't know what primary, what caucuses are going to wind up exactly where. But Iowa and New Hampshire, which traditionally go first, are very conservative on the Republican side of the aisle. So someone like Giuliani, who's on the wrong side of social issues, would stand a much worse chance in those states than in a lot of other states like California or New York or New Jersey or places like that. If those large, more politically moderate states get moved up to those prominent positions, well, that could certainly help Giuliani. Under the old scenario, the risk is that such momentum takes hold after Iowa and New Hampshire that it's too late to come back.
Lastly, Brian, your feeling on this shift in social conservatism. We saw such a groundswell of it when Bush was first elected. Am I safe to say what a difference a war makes, that it's Iraq that has really taken the wind out of the sails of the social conservative movement in this country?
I'm not sure. I wouldn't go that far quite yet. I think there are other social issues that are going to come up and bite Rudy Giuliani yet. He may get people to accept him to some degree on the abortion issue, and I don't even know if that's going to happen, if they think he's strong on national defense and taxes. But he's still then got gun control to deal with. He's on the wrong side of that for many on the right, and he's still got gay rights to deal with, and he's on the wrong side of that. So I'm not sure that we're done with that whole social issues ball of wax.
WNYC's Brian Lehrer, host of The Brian Lehrer Show, which you can hear every weekday on WNYC starting at 10 o'clock. He was speaking with me about Rudolph Giuliani and his shifting tactics on addressing the issue of abortion on the Republican campaign trail. So nice to have you with us.
My pleasure.
This is WNYC.